Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brendan Dowdle, who is the founder and CEO for Concrete Sensors. Brendan, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. I met you at the Fuse Alliance meeting a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to do an interview because you have a new, very innovative product, which is patent-protected, and it's a wireless digital solution to concrete moisture. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about it?
Sure. So we make a sensor that gets embedded in the concrete, and it can measure the relative humidity of the concrete in real time. Mm-hmm. So along with that, we have a smartphone app that will do that. So there's no extra hardware required and no extra software required. So you simply embed the sensor in the concrete, zip tie it to the rebar, and let the sensor do all the work for you.
Okay, so let's just go through this. I saw your presentation. I thought it was very interesting. This thing's about half the size of a pack of cigarettes, and it zip ties to the rebar. You download an app on your mobile phone, and it's got a battery in it, and the battery lasts, what, about 2 years?
Yep, about 2 years.
Okay, and so you can get real-time data about the moisture in your slab. And, Brendan, this thing is, a little over $100? Tell us a little about that, how much it costs.
Sure, it costs $150 each, and we do offer bundle pricing.
Okay.
So there's an opportunity to drive that cost down, too.
All right. But, I mean, if you start thinking about what you're replacing, you know, which is coring, and basically it's probably less expensive to go this route than to do coring, right?
That's right. If you consider in the cost to show up, do the coring, wait the 72 hours, come back and take readings, and maybe all the intermittent labor you're going to need to spend to send someone there to check it along the way, It should be significantly less expensive.
Now, you have a website. It's concretesensors.com for people who are interested in this. Talk a little bit about how you came up with this. I mean, I know you were a general contractor focused in the commercial sector. Give us a little background on this invention.
My background, yes, is in commercial construction, and I've worked on projects, everything from building new schools to office buildings to restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so we're based in the Boston area, and the idea actually came from pouring concrete in December here in the New England area. The owner, pouring a school slab, and the owner asked, well, how do we know that the concrete's going to cure appropriately? I said, great question. So I went back, I asked the guy who was supplying the concrete and the guy who was pouring the concrete, and they both gave me a resounding, oh, trust us, we'll be fine. So, you know, having some experience in the industry, we know that simply trusting someone is not always the best course of action. You know, we took a number of mitigating steps to make sure the concrete was going to cure appropriately. And so that's where the spark came from for the idea that there really should be an easy solution that's just simple to install, easy to purchase, that will monitor both the curing and the drying of the concrete.
All right, so tell me the data that you get on your little smartphone app. I'm sure, obviously, it tells you humidity. Tell us some of the things that it tells you about.
Sure. So, yeah, so we monitor the curing and the drying. So that means that we can tell you the real-time strength and temperature of the concrete, as well as, yes, the relative humidity.
Now, how did you find, obviously, this is a piece of technology. How did you go from being a general contractor to knowing a bunch about sensors? Where did you get that type of connection?
I have a co-founder who has a background in software development, mm-hmm. and also appropriately considered a tinkerer. Mm-hmm. And so he has a fondness for electrical engineering. Mm-hmm. And so the two of us started, you know, with my background in construction and his in the electronics and the software side is where we were able to create our foundation. And then I'd also offer that our company, we're a member of a investment organization that also focuses on hardware. Mm-hmm. And they have a full team of engineers that are available to help support the development and help bring the product to market.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is very interesting, and it's neat to see some of this digital technology to help with this major problem about concrete moisture. I mean, you know, when you start thinking about flooring and the whole aspect of commercial flooring contracting, slab moisture is one of the biggest obstacles that these professionals have to deal with. So this solution could really take off, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's certainly our hope. There's some estimates, talked to obviously a number of folks in the industry, and some estimates the problem is much as $1 billion a year just in the United States.
Yeah.
And this is not only the hottest topic for the flooring industry, but certainly the hottest topic for the construction industry. Mm. It's a problem that typically stops a project in its tracks, and there's usually cost overruns and schedule delays associated with it. So, and what we offer, I think that the key is an ability to, well, a couple of things. One, to move the management of the moisture mitigation from kind of a just-in-time, let's just check it and see what the relative humidity is, to a management side. So let's track it over a long period of time, let's log it, and that'll allow us to make some intelligent decisions and manage the problem if there is a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is very interesting. I appreciate you spending time with us, and good luck with this. Again, been talking to Brendan Dowdle, who is the founder and CEO of Concrete Sensors, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.